Greetings and welcome. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, the magic of Delius, the haunting voice of Utlumper, and yes, of course, couldn't do without some oboe music. We're going to begin in grand style with some music by Mikhail Glinka. Now, he was the first Russian composer to actually gain wide recognition within his own country and is often regarded as the fountainhead of Russian classical music. We're going to hear the overture from his opera, Ruslan and Ludmilla. This opera was based back in 1820, I know we're going back a little bit, by a poem of the same name by Alexander Pushkin. And although he planned to write the libretto himself, if you are a follower of Russian history, well, he had a quite colorful life, and his death in the famous duel obviously prevented him the opportunity. So just imagine the passion, though, the intrigue, and the drama. You can hear it all in this lovely performance by the London Symphony Orchestra with Sir Georg Scholte conducting.
Thank you.
Passion, imagination, and drama. What a great way to begin the program. And a lovely performance by the London Symphony Orchestra with Sir Georg Schulte conducting. That was the overture to Ruslan and Ludmilla. And since we started with some opera overtures, we might as well continue. This is some music by Delibes from his opera A Village, Romeo and Juliet. He did collaborate with his wife on the libretto. It's based on the short story Romeo and Juliet by the Swiss author Gottfried Keller. It was first performed back in Berlin in 1907, and Sir Thomas Beecham conducted the British premiere in 1910. But you know, it kind of took a long time to get over this way. The U.S. premiere was actually jumped up to 1972. It's a little bit of a dark horse, as opera goes, but the orchestral work we're going to be hearing, The Walk to the Paradise Garden, has survived. This is a treat, and it's performed by some great Canadian musicians. Symphony Nova Scotia with Georg Tintner directing, and Delibes, The Walk to Paradise Garden. And was that not a taste of paradise? That was Symphony Nova Scotia with Georg Tintner directing and Delibes' The Walk to Paradise Garden. I hope you all had great fantasies of what paradise to you would mean. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move on to the unique vocal musical interpretations of Utlumpur. Now, she is a triple threat. She's known for her interpretations of Kurt Weill. Now, this actress and chanteuse was born in Germany back in 1963. And, you know, she did a lot of stuff. She played in a punk band, studied ballet and drama. But her breakthrough role actually came in the original Viennese cast of Cats. And she's gone on to perform worldwide and even dubbing the singing voices Ariel in Disney's The Little Mermaid and Esmeralda in The Hunchback of Notre Dame for German-speaking audiences. She is very much known for her incredible voice and her interpretations of Kurt Weill. And so today, let's celebrate some of that. From Lady in the Dark, here's Utlumpur.
Circulation, believing in reincarnation. And you see one who doesn't agree, challenging possible affronts. I believe I'll only live once, and I want to make the most of it. If there's a party, I want to be the host of it. If there's a haunted house, I want to be the ghost of it. If I'm in town, I want to be the toast of it. I say to me every morning, you've only one life to live. So I be darling, let's let the sun in, and Bloom can jump in the river. No use to beat on the doldrums, let's be a matinee. Each day is numbered, no limits lumber, with only one life to live. Why let the goblins upset you? One smile and see how they run. And what does worrying net you? Nothing, the thing is to have fun. Oh, this may sound kind of heavy, but it's the best I can give. Soon comes December, so please remember, you've only one life to live. Just one life to live. At the grindstone becomes a millstone in time. This is my thesis. Why go to pieces? Step out while you're in your prime. You may say I'm an escapist, but I would rather by far be that than be a red tapist. Lead me, speed me straight to the bar. Just laugh at old man repression and sentiment to oblivion. Then you're the winner. I'm off to dinner. I've only one life to live. Just one life to
I am sure the court will
Jenny made her mind up when she was three. She herself was going to trim the Christmas tree. Christmas Eve she lit the candles, tossed the tapers away. Little Jenny was an orphan on Christmas Day.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her ink would be hard to find.
She lost one dad and mother, a sister and a brother, but she would make up her mind.
She was an orphan on Christmas Day.
Jenny made her mind up when she was 12 that into foreign languages she would delve. But at 17 to Vassar it was quite a blow, that in 27 languages she couldn't say no.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her people would be hard to find.
To Jenny I'm beholden, her heart was big and gold, but she wouldn't make up her mind.
In 27 languages she couldn't say no.
Get herself a husband was the thing to do. She got herself all done up in her satins and furs, and she got herself a husband, but he wasn't hers.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her people would be hard to find.
Deserved a bed of roses, but history discloses that she wouldn't make up her mind.
She got a husband, but he wasn't hers.
Jenny made her mind up at 39. She would take a trip to the Argentine. She was only on vacation, but the Latins agree. Jenny was the one who started the good neighbor policy.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
Oh, passion doesn't vanish in Portuguese or Spanish, but she would make up her mind.
She instituted a good neighbor policy.
Jenny made her mind up at 51 that she would write her memoirs before she was done. The very day the book was published, history will relate. There were wives who shot their husbands in some 33 states.
Poor Jenny, hard as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
She could get cards and spades to many other ladies, but she wouldn't make up her mind.
There were libel suits in 40 of the 48 states.
Jenny made her mind up at 75. She would live to be the oldest woman alive. But Jane and Rum and Destiny played funny tricks, and for Jenny kicked the bucket at 76.
Jenny fought some horror, and she had a quarrel, and some other common sense.
Jenny and a saga prove that you are gaga if you don't keep sin on the face.
Jenny and the story of the way to glory.
Don't make up, you must make up, you'd never make up.
Anyone with vision comes to this decision. No.
The incredible voice of Ute Lemper. And, you know, Jenny does give us all just a little hope if we can make it to 76. We heard A Saga for Jenny and One Life to Live, music by Kurt Vile. And it is the time of the program that we celebrate, you know, a lovely instrument, especially if it's on a good read day. It is the instrument that tunes the orchestra, maybe A440, A38, A41, just depending where you are and what you're playing. But today we're going to celebrate the music of Frank Anton Rossetti. Now, he was born in Bohemia in 1760. And following the fashion at the time, he did adopt an Italian name, and he became Francesco Antonio Rossetti. sounds a little more seductive. But in his early career, he was actually destined for the priesthood and studied both theology and music. He did, in the time of the fashion, join the court orchestra as a double bassist, and then went on to become a composer and a conductor in the prince's court. He was quite prolific. He wrote over 30 symphonies and 20 instrument concerti, of which we will hear the opening allegro from his concerto in F major for oboe. So, without further ado, here is Leos Lenzes and the Slovak Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
Leos Lenses and the Slovak Chamber Orchestra. That was the opening Allegro movement from Rossetti's Oboe Concerto in F Major. And I must say, that was a pretty impressive cadenza. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And why not? Let's continue with some music that you may recognize if you are a regular viewer of the popular British television series Downton Abbey. Here is The Suite by John Lunn.
Thank you.
A great performance. The Chamber Orchestra of London with Alistair King directing. And that was The Suite from the popular television series Downton Abbey. And now just a little music by Bach from his Orchestral Suite number 3. Today, an arrangement for cello. We're going to continue with a Canadian cellist. I'm speaking of John Friesen. He did do his undergrad at UBC and went on to Juilliard and now teaches at Eastern Washington University. Now, this comes from a very early recording of his, but it's lovely to boot. It's called Sotto Voce. Here is the air from the Orchestral Suite number 3.
Thank you.
lovely performance of Bach's air from an orchestra suite number 3. That was John Friesen on the cello. And we're going to continue with a disc I received that does cover the likes of Schubert, Grieg, Granger, and Saint-Saëns, a performance which received, and I quote, "It is difficult to take instrumental ensembles that have existed for hundreds of years and use them to make an original statement. Excellent orchestration and arrangement, thoughtful mixing and positioning of instruments with the sound field, a very articulate product. It all makes for a very particularly compelling music." This is music from the group Tensivity. The group Tensivity, and that was music by Edvard Grieg from his Fugue in F minor for string quartet. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite, and I want to thank you for joining me, and hopefully we'll see you next time. Till then.